Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. With the start of the new month yesterday, several changes apply in Germany and in Berlin. The most awaited is the Deutschland ticket, which enables the use of local public transport throughout Germany. For 49 euros per month, buses and trains on local public transport can be used, no matter where in the country. However, in Berlin and Brandenburg, several regional express lines are excluded from use because they are operated by DB Fernverkehr, including RE56, Potsdam-Berlin-Cottbus, RE17, Elsterwerda-Berlin, and the RE28, Berlin-Eberswalde-Prenzlau. The Deutschland ticket is personal, also available as a job ticket, and can be canceled monthly. Meanwhile, students in Berlin and Brandenburg will have to wait a little longer to benefit from the Deutschland ticket. An upgrade solution is expected to be available for them starting in June, with which they will only have to pay the difference between the semester ticket and the 49-euro ticket. Next, a new night train has been running between Berlin and Copenhagen since the beginning of April, and from May 25th, passengers will also be able to travel westward in their sleep, when the European Sleeper will start. The private company announced that the 10.5-hour trip will be offered on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and the trip will run from Berlin via Amsterdam and Antwerp to Brussels and back again. And from Brussels, passengers then have a direct connection to the Eurostar to London. Passengers who want to or can do without lying down while sleeping will find the cheapest tickets from Berlin to Brussels for two people in a seating compartment starting at 98 euros. Next, this month, Deutsche Bahn will be introducing real-time capacity utilization displays for the first S-Bahn routes in regional transport, both in the vehicle and in the app. The displays will then show the carriages in red, yellow, or green, depending upon how busy they are. And Deutsche Bahn hopes that this will enable passengers to board the cars in a more targeted manner and enable the trains to depart more punctually. The system will be launched in May on the Stadtbahn line between Janowitzbrücke and Zoologischer Garten stations, and after that, the system will be gradually expanded. Next comes more transparency for online platforms and search engines. The Digital Markets Act, or the DMA, an EU law to regulate and promote competition in digital services and markets, will come into force today. The aim of the European Commission is to make digital platforms and the competition between them fairer and more open. This includes, for example, restricting personalized advertising or ensuring that users do not have to accept certain default settings. The DMA is intended to limit the market power of large platforms and search engines, such as Google and Amazon. They will then no longer be allowed to give preference to their own offerings in the ranking. And if they do not comply with the strict legal requirements, they could face sanctions. And lastly, the Corona Warning App. More than 50 million times since the pandemic began, the Corona Warning app has alerted people about contact with infected individuals. As of April 30th, the app discontinued this key function, and then at the end of this month, it will then go into what is known as sleep mode, and there will be no more updates. However, it will still be possible to download vaccination certificates to the smartphone via the app. For the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association, or the VAU-BB, the Berlin-Stadtbahn route between Hauptbahnhof and Ostbahnhof will be closed for regional and long-distance trains from May 11th to the 25th due to maintenance work. However, the S-Bahn will not be affected and can be used for detours. The lines affected are the RE1, RE2, RE7, RE8, the RB21, and the RB23. And long-distance services such as the ICE-10 and the EC-95 will also be impacted with changes in stops and schedules. According to VAU-BB, however, the exact timetables have not yet been updated. Passengers should therefore check the online timetable information of DB Regio, DB Fernverkehr, and Ostdeutsche Eisenbahn, or ODEG, starting from May the 5th. Last Thursday, the election of CDU politician Kai Wegner as governing mayor turned into a multi-hour election drama in the Berlin House of Representatives. And only in the third round, he received enough votes to succeed Franziska Giffey. In the first round, he only received 71 yes votes, and in the second attempt, 79. To achieve the required absolute majority, 80 votes were required. Only in the third round, he received 86 yes votes, the same number as the coalition partners CDU and SPD have together in representatives. 70 representatives voted against Wegner in the third round, and Wegner accepted the election. After the election, the transfer of office was completed at the Rotes Rathaus. The 10 new senators were also appointed and sworn in at the House of Representatives. Wegner appointed Franziska Giffey as mayor and Stefan Evers as deputy mayor. Over the next few days, Berlin Briefing will introduce one member of the new government per episode, starting with the new governing mayor, Kai Wegner, representing the Christian Democratic Union, or the CDU. Wegner is responsible for determining the guidelines of the government's policies with the approval of the Abgeordnetenhaus, or the state parliament, presiding over the Senate and leading its meetings, appointing and dismissing senators, and representing Berlin externally. He faces the challenge of having only 3.5 years to implement political initiatives and starting without any administrative experience in the highest government office. He has several qualifications and experiences in politics, however, including serving as the state chairman of the Berlin CDU since 2019, CDU parliamentary group leader in the Abgeordnetenhaus since 2021, and a member of the Bundestag. He also worked in a medium-sized construction company from 1999 to 2002. Wegner was born and raised in Spandau and still lives there. He is divorced, in a relationship, and has 3 children. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.